Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. And we're broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida, at the BNI National Directors Conference, Business Network International National Directors Conference here in Orlando, and having a great time. I'm going to speak to this audience of 500 or 600 folks a little bit later on in the day, talking to them about some of the things that you and I talk about here every day. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with them. My first time in front of a BNI organization. I've had many BNI members in the audience over the years, as I've spoken around the country, but the first time where it's a concentrated 100% BNI audience, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Right now, one of those people is Hazel Walker. She's a new friend. She's with BNI out of Indiana, the great city of Indianapolis, and she's here with us to talk about networking and sex. Hazel, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you know this is a family show, Hazel.
I will try to keep it clean.
But seriously, and by the way, tell us what you do for BNI.
I am an executive director. I own the franchises in central and southern Indiana.
Okay, tell us what that means.
That means I bought the franchises,
yep.
So I own two. My job is to start chapters, support chapters, educate the members, and help them all make more money.
So, see, folks, that's something we haven't mentioned yet. We have in the past, but BNI is a franchise organization. And
correct.
So this is something you might want to consider. And if they go to BNI.com, they can find where franchises are, mm-hmm. and maybe where they aren't. Maybe
they
where
can.
Some opportunities are.
I don't think there's any franchises left available in the country.
Is that right?
But there are other countries maybe still available.
See, I think maybe this is where I missed the boat. I was telling people about BNI when you guys were only in the United States and a little bit in Canada.
Yeah.
And now you're all over the planet and around the galaxy. I think I should have bought some franchises. I think I missed the boat back about 8 or 9 years ago.
You know, Fiji Island's still available.
Exactly.
I'm looking for a partner.
I'm there. Okay. Networking and sex. What do you mean?
Well, just keep in mind we're going to speak in generalities here.
Yeah.
But it's really a book that Ivan Meisner and Frank DiRaffoli and I are co-authoring. They felt they needed to have a woman's opinion in this book.
Right.
And it's regarding how men and women network differently. And they do network
they
differently.
Do. Well, women and men do almost everything differently.
Absolutely.
We process information. We look at challenges or opportunities totally differently. I was talking this with Ivan earlier. I was talking about, he was talking about best practices. And I said, well, you know, what you think is a best practice and what the importance of getting people together.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than just Ivan going around telling somebody what somebody else said, I said, what you think is the best practice might not be what a lady thinks is the best practice.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. And how a lady goes about networking and a man goes about networking is very differently. And how they view the time of day of networking, mm-hmm. and all of that kind of thing is different. One of the questions we ask women is, do they feel uncomfortable going to networking events?
What do they say?
We get many women that are very uncomfortable, especially if they're late in the evening,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to finish at night.
Yeah.
They're very, some of them are very uncomfortable going into those
from
big
a safety
events.
Standpoint.
From a safety
okay,
standpoint.
Okay, but let's take that out of the way. Let's just say that we can fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's with anything, going to a concert or anything. Let's get that off the table. And just what about the whole idea of networking?
Well, women are nurturers.
Yeah.
And women go for the relationship.
Yeah.
So when they're networking, they're really looking to build the relationship.
Mm-hmm. And men, they're willing to take longer.
It will take longer.
Yeah.
But men meet you, go straight
to
the
transaction. Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
You like me? Let's do business.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's kind of like dating.
And it's okay, isn't it? Guy to guy.
Absolutely.
But guy to girl.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work. No, that's exactly right. Wilma Goldstein is director of the Women's Business Organization for the SBA. And she manages the women's business centers around the country. And I asked her, I said, can guys go to these, come to these places? She said, of course.
Absolutely.
She said, but when they come to a meeting, they better not say, okay, let's get on with it. She said, because we're just getting started.
Exactly.
Because women are going to take longer to visit, to meet, to get to know each other, to build some rapport, rather than go right, you know.
Right. If you look at the visibility, credibility, profitability phase of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
so it's VCP, Women are really great at building the visibility and credibility. They stop short of the profitability. They don't ask for the business. Men will build the visibility,
yeah,
and they'll go straight to the profitability.
I've seen this decade after decade after decade, Hazel. When I was selling in the late 60s, during the 70s and early 80s, you know, I worked with women, I trained women, and there were so many women who were, they were the best at building relationships. Now, not all of them, but some of them could not close.
Right.
They couldn't close the deal, but their paperwork was immaculate.
Yep.
The process was, they followed it to the letter. People wanted to adopt them, but they didn't necessarily bring in the business.
Right.
So how do we, but the guys maybe did the opposite. They brought in the business, but maybe they didn't have the relationship.
And they may bring in the business, but they don't
keep
the business.
It's a one-off. Yeah. So how do we blend that?
That's kind of the goal of the book,
yeah,
is to really talk about how men need to slow the process down,
yeah,
and build some relationships, and women need to ask. So if a woman is networking, she will build great relationships. She gives a lot because women, mm-hmm, naturally are givers. Mm-hmm. Givers' gain comes natural to, mm-hmm, them. But they don't really ask for what they want. They sit around, mm-hmm, and hope that you like me, we've done some stuff together,
mean
that
like
maybe you'll refer
like
business
to me. Like when I want
me.
My wife to tell me, where does she want to go to dinner? You know, she
I don't
wants
care.
Me to tell her. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, I hate that.
I don't care.
This is really important stuff. When I talk to women business experts, mm-hmm, like yourself, I say this to them. If I could give women one thing, and I say this with a great degree of love and hope for them, I would, and respect, I would give them more self-confidence. What do you think?
True. Absolutely.
That's
especially
the,
in the business world.
Yeah. Women need to get up on their hind legs a little bit more and try to get a little bit, just a little more grit. Would you agree?
True. But women do not want to be perceived as pushy.
Right. But it doesn't. They can't pull it off.
Right. They don't. They don't want to.
Guys can pull it off, and I know. I'm sorry. Guys can pull it off. Sometimes it's hard for women to pull that off, isn't it?
True. But if a guy's going to do business with a woman, if a guy wants to begin to get referrals from a woman,
yeah,
he has got to slow it down.
And this is the thing, guys. We have to learn more and more of the people we're going to be doing business with, and more of our customers, and more of the people maybe we work for, are women, and are going to be. And guys, we have to learn how to do that.
Correct.
Hazel, I've enjoyed this. You got to come back.
I'll be happy to.
Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Because I tell you what, I actually think I'm going to ask you to stay and spend on Mike Macedonio is going to be with us. And I think I'm going to ask you to hang out for another minute and just listen in with what he's going to talk about. Maybe get your thoughts for one segment, and he and I'll have a segment by ourselves. Quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Hazel Walker and our new friend, Mike Macedonio. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.